The Senate Judiciary Committee was initially set to consider two bills seeking to tweak the law. But during the hearing, the measures filed by Senate Democratic leader Chris Smith and Maitland Republican Senator David Simmons were combined into one. The new bill includes provisions Simmons says came from recommendations made by Governor Rick Scott's Stand Your Ground Task Force.
So the first two things to prove to be able to rely upon Stand Your Ground, you have to be where you have the right to be. You can't be engaged in any unlawful activity. Next is, you cannot be the aggressor. You cannot be the person who provoked the use of force in order to rely upon Stand Your Ground.
It also includes a provision that could allow an innocent bystander to sue, for example, if they're shot by someone defending themselves from attack. That troubled St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher.
It's something that I think weights this particular product down that you all have worked so hard on. It concerns me. I don't think it was a specific recommendation of the task force, and I just have a difference of opinion about it.
Still, the bill passed 7-2 with Thrasher as one of the no votes. Its next stop is the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.